Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Well, Michigan state government again put in place a subsidy program that previously was a complete failure. From 2008 through 2015, the Michigan state government spent hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money to subsidize the expenses of movie studios doing work in the state. It was a complete waste of money. When the program ended, there were 102 fewer film industry jobs in Michigan than when the subsidies began. The failure of government subsidies to the film industry to create permanent new jobs also occurred in other states. Yet despite all this proof that it is a waste of money, 26 members of the Michigan House of Representatives have sponsored House Bill 4907 to reestablish this boondoggle. That is almost one-fourth of all House members. Who might qualify for the tax credits under this proposed law? Those who incur expenses in Michigan for the creation of films, television programs, commercials, corporate videos, commercial photography, and digital media. Would that be wonderful for Liberty Coins to be subsidized by Michigan taxpayers as we continue creating corporate videos that are posted on digital media, or as we continue filming future television commercials in the Frandorf Shopping Center here in Lansing? All we would need to do is make sure that we comply with state government paperwork requirements to document our costs of creating such content. But would these subsidies potentially paid to Liberty Coins result in the creation of any more Michigan jobs? Not a one. Like almost every government subsidy program promoted to the public as creating new jobs, this proposed legislation is almost certain to fail at achieving that objective, just like it did before. Wouldn't it make more sense to create new permanent jobs in Michigan by making the entire state more attractive for business investment? How about cutting the tax rates on all Michigan taxpayers and businesses? Or eliminate useless occupational licensing requirements? Should someone wanting to be a barber in Michigan be required to study 10 times as long as someone training to be an emergency medical technician? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.